New York I.S.O. Operating Committee Briefs, October 13, 2022, written by John Norris, and read by an automated voice.
ISO, Champlain Hudson critical to NY reliability in future.
The New York I.S.O. Operating Committee last week approved the ISO's draft 2022 Reliability Needs Assessment, or RNA, which did not identify any reliability needs for the 10-year study period but found that resource adequacy and transmission security margins are tightening over time. But New York I.S.O. emphasized that the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, or CHPE transmission project is critical to meeting future reliability needs, and delays could result in even thinner margins, creating significant risks to certain peakers who may be asked to continue operation when they otherwise would be unavailable because of non-compliance with new rules.
An ISO representative said that we're putting all of our reliability eggs into the CHPE basket. The state also views the HVDC line, which would run from Quebec to New York City, as critical to its clean energy goals. The report also noted that New York is likely to experience even smaller margins if additional power plants become unavailable or if future demand outpaces current forecasts. The RNA also found that extreme weather events can result in transmission security deficiencies in the city, while gas supply shortages during winter peak conditions can eventually threaten reliability needs after 2032, when gas is predicted to become deficient in meeting statewide system needs.
The draft will be presented to the Management Committee on Wednesday for voting and to the New York I.S.O. Board of Directors for final approval in November. New York I.S.O. PJM Stability Analysis. New York I.S.O. recommended that its interconnection reliability operating limit, or IROL with PJM, be removed after a study showed no stability issues even at transfer levels well in excess of the limit. Robert Golan, New York I.S.O. Manager of Operations and Engineering, presented the OC with the results of the study, which modeled three 115 kilovolt tie lines with maximum transfers, winter ratings, and optimized generation dispatch. New York I.S.O. to PJM flow achieved an emergency transfer limit of 2,440 megawatts, while PJM to New York I.S.O. achieved 3,175 megawatts. New York City a transmission system interface. New York I.S.O. The study also evaluated 61 New York I.S.O. and 68 PJM contingencies, finding that for New York I.S.O. to PJM, transfer levels were increased to 164% of the limit, giving the ISO a new proposed stability limit of 3,600 megawatts. From PJM to New York I.S.O., the emergency transfer thermal limits increased to 150%, creating a new proposed limit of 4,250 megawatts.
The ISO saw acceptable responses in both the New York control area and PJM when examining both angular and voltage response of each system, Golan said.
Golan was quick to note, however, that both New York I.S.O. and PJM would reassess the need for the reinstatement of an IROL based on future system changes and five-year periodic reviews. In response to questions around PJM status, Golan said New York I.S.O. has been working hand-in-hand with PJM over the past year, and that the RTO is currently waiting for the ISO to go through the stakeholder process so that they can know when this report is approved.
CECL updates. The committee approved manual updates implementing recently approved tariff revisions that preclude demand-side resources from curtailing critical electric system infrastructure load, or CECL, in response to ISO-called events and tests, beginning November 1. CECL includes natural gas compressors and storage facilities, LNG storage, liquefaction and vaporization, refineries, electric system control centers, and natural gas system control centers, terminals, and metering and regulation stations. The revisions are intended to improve conditions for the upcoming winter, when gas supplies may short. Ancillary services. The committee also approved manual revisions regarding New York I.S.O.'s voltage support, operating reserves, and black start capability services, such as preparing for the possibility of new technologies entering black start capability service and adding a 15 business day window for ISO review of voltage support test data. The ISO incorporated a wish list of little things that it had wanted to include in their manuals to confirm that market and review functions were in line with real-time situations.
Along with a new review period for voltage support reporting submissions, New York I.S.O. added a new allowance for out-of-period reactive capability testing and clarified language around data transmission requirements.
The 15-day review period was welcomed by stakeholders, with Brookfield Renewable's Christopher La Roe saying that the proposal for the ISO to reply with a status besides pending is helpful because it will solve the current problem of tight time constraints around the deadlines for suppliers to submit data for testing. The ISO also made terminology changes within its Black Start Capability Manual that would prevent innovative technologies from being excluded from these processes, with New York ISO's Harris Miller stating that the ISO is trying not to exclude anyone. The changes become effective November 1. Interconnection queue streamlining. Zach Smith, New York ISO's Vice President of System Resource and Planning, told the committee that the ISO has identified analyzes that can be eliminated from the System Reliability Impact Study, or SRIS, for 30 to 40 projects in the interconnection queue.
Smith noted that New York ISO has been actively looking for ways to expedite SRIS processes to fix the backlog of projects currently waiting in the interconnection queue.
The categories identified are immediate actions the ISO can take to address these concerns without sacrificing the quality of work or reliability of the grid while remaining in compliance with the relevant tariff and NERC standards, according to Smith. Stakeholders expressed support for these efforts, with Kaylee Bankston from Invenergy stating that her team thanks the ISO for putting the work and thoughts together to make this happen.
New York ISO plans to return to the Transmission Planning Advisory Subcommittee and the OC in November to share a more detailed list of projects that the ISO proposes to modify the study scope.